10K. The History of Passports.
Have you applied for a passport recently? If you have, you will know that there is a long list of rules, regulations, and requirements. The rules for your passport photograph are particularly strict. It has to be exactly 45 millimetres by 35 millimetres. You may not wear a hat. You may not wear spectacles. Worst of all, you absolutely may not smile. Smiling was banned in 2004. But it hasn't always been like this.
Listen to the whole text first. Then you will hear it again in short sections. Answer the questions during the pauses.
When passport photographs were introduced around 1915, the rules were much more lax. Whole families could be shown together, and as long as their faces were visible, the pose and location of the shot did not matter. An old passport photo from France shows a mother and a child on a beach, for example. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, author of the Sherlock Holmes novels, stood with his wife next to his two sons sitting in a dog cart. Martin Lloyd, author of a book on the history of the passport, wrote that the authorities made no rules on how to pose for a passport picture. People were simply asked to send in a picture, any picture. So they did. So when were the first passports used? Well, that rather depends on what your definition of a passport is. One of the earliest known references to a document that functioned like a passport is found in the Old Testament. In approximately 450 BC, Nehemiah, an official in the court of King Artaxerxes I of Persia, asked for permission to travel to Judea. The king gave him a letter requesting safe passage for him as he travelled through that country. The modern passport was first used during the reign of King Henry V of England as a means of helping his subjects prove who they were when they travelled abroad. By 1540, the term passport was commonly used in English. Now, if I may, I'd like to look at the etymology of the word passport. In medieval Europe, many, if not most, major towns were built behind high, protective walls with a city gate that was often locked at night. At the time, local authorities issued travellers with documents that stated which cities they were allowed to enter. Some sources claim that the word passport comes from this medieval document, which allowed travellers to pass through the gate, or porte, in French, of a city wall. But there is also evidence that the word may come from another source. The written permission to travel through the territory of any ruler was originally called a passe-partout, which roughly translates as pass everywhere. There are records of every British passport issued from 1794 until today. Interestingly enough, British passports were freely available to foreign nationals and written in French, not English, until as late as 1858, when the passport first became a British identity document. There was a brief golden age in Europe when passport requirements were relaxed and people could travel almost freely across the continent. In the 30 years prior to World War I, the rapid expansion of rail travel, the speed of trains, as well as the sheer number of passengers crossing multiple borders, made it almost impossible to enforce passport laws. On the whole, crossing a European border during this period of time was a relatively straightforward procedure, and consequently, few people held passports. But during World War I, European governments felt they had to introduce border passport control, firstly for security reasons, and secondly to control the emigration of people with useful skills. After the war, these controls remained in place. It became a standard, though controversial and unwelcome procedure. In 1920, the League of Nations took the first steps towards standardising passports. But it wasn't until machine-readable passports became a requirement that passports were truly standardised. Embedded microchips and biometric data, such as photographs, fingerprints, and iris patterns, soon became commonplace, with Malaysia being the first country in the world to introduce this technology. We probably won't be returning to passport-free travelling anytime soon.